has chosen you. Take it.
DJ, why the fuck you don't tell us you work on these days?
I told you, man. I told you I work.
You fucking told us this shit this morning, shit.
I told you this the other day. I said, hey, I'll be working, but I can do it that evening.
Cody.
Hey, man.
Nigga, the weekend, and he said he was going to be free.
I'm just happy he's on time, man. I'll give him that much.
I ain't giving this nigga shit. Whatever. I'm sticking this.
Hey,
this nigga.
He's on
I'm
time,
trying to
man.
Start season two right, okay? I am starting season two right.
DJ reminds me of why I don't hang around niggas in the first.
Oh, man. Don't you dare put me in that category.
He really is. You are on that category list of why.
You're trying to create me to be the king negro. The ultimate nigga.
You was the ultimate nigga. You really is. I send this nigga a message. He don't fucking reply. And then he responds 5 a.m. in the fucking morning talking about, I'm working today. Why the fuck you couldn't tell us that yesterday?
Oh, my God. You know what, man? If this really was a season, you would see a villain just start to grow.
You'd
be wondering why.
You don't know.
CJ, you the villain, man.
I know. That's what I'm saying. You creating the villain, man. Don't create this villain.
You create the villain.
You're creating the villain.
Could he not have told us when we were talking to each other yesterday that I'm going to be working tomorrow at that time?
P1,
did he say anything of that?
P1, you're right. I'm just glad the motherfucker's on time. That's all I'm happy about.
Cody, see, you get that nigga a pass. This is like giving Tyler Perry a pass, and then they gonna keep making.
God damn!
You give Tyler Perry a pass, he gonna keep making the same goddamn movie. You give CJ a pass, that nigga gonna keep doing the same exact shit. You don't get no pass from me, nigga. I give you a fucking. You are a horrible nigga.
Can we record now?
I thought we were recording.
Yeah, we are recording, you son of a bitch. Wait, and edit all that shit out.
If we were recording, then you know how I really feel about you now, nigga. Fucking hate your guts. I don't even know you that well, but I hope everything that's bad only happens to you and you in the world. Cause I hope you get salmonella. I hope you get all that shit. I don't give a fuck, nigga. I hope you just die. Pull a Dread 2.0 and just go off yourself someday or whatever shit. It'd leave the world to a better timing or whatever. I'm sure you'll be late on that as well too then, huh? You know, I was gonna tell the world that I was gonna do that, but I forgot.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. So people, welcome to the darkness. Darkness at the movies.
I hate you. CJ, I have another question now that you did not have. Did you watch this movie?
Yes, I watched this movie. Why would I go through all this and not watch the movie?
Go through all of what? You ain't... Go through all of what? By replying to a message? It's not that hard.
Yeah.
You black bitch, you. I hate you.
Yeah, it's about that... About that movie.
From Texas, I hate you. I hate you.
Well, I guess I won't be staying at your house next weekend, I guess.
No, the fuck you won't be standing up. I don't want your black ass nowhere near my fucking house. You know what? I don't have time for CJ whenever the fuck he feels like giving a fuck. Okay, so no, hell no. You talk to Cody about that.
No, you will not.
CJ gonna be on CJ time, or CJ gonna do CJ time then?
Like I said, bro, I hang out with you. You ain't staying in my place.
You on your own, nigga.
Well, I tried. So, anyway, so this is Darkness at the Movies. I'm one of your hosts, Chicago John, with a very happy, enthusiastic P1.
Oh, I'm happy, all right. I'm happy to put my foot up your ass one day. I can't wait for we to meet again, because you know what? Jordan's kick ain't going to mean shit to you. Compared to my kick. Because when I kick you, I want you to know. And I know what you're going to do. You're going to look at me and be like, what the hell is that for? And I'm going to be looking at you. That's for the past 5 months of built up frustration. Damn, did that feel good.
Also, here is Cody.
Cody can announce himself, nigga.
Yes, people, I'm here. If you haven't noticed yet.
You can't be a host, nigga. Shit. You can't be a host if you don't fucking take charge of things, nigga. Yeah. Get your black ass back now.
Okay, yeah, on with the movie. Right?
I get that clear.
Oh, you made that very well known, sir.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Okay, just thought I'd let that out, man. Now I can hate you, Pete. You just like
just hey. We were doing is this Green Lantern First Flight?
Green Lantern First Flight for Darkness at the Movies.
Sir.
Oh man, we should call it Green Lantern Training Day Flight.
Yeah, I was exactly, man. I was getting Training Day vibes of like the first 20 minutes. So I was like, oh shit.
I was getting a better Green Lantern live action film than
oh yeah. This one was handled much better than that Mark Cable shit.
Oh my god, all they had to do was just fucking copy it.
That's all they had to do.
That's what
and it was 90 minutes.
Yeah.
That's what I fucking said in the Green Lantern review. This movie, I remember rewatching it, I said, they don't explain a goddamn thing in this movie, and it moves so well done, better than I understand a lot of things that's going on more than I did that fucking live action film.
Yeah, that was one of the things I wanted to talk about, because like they just jumped right into things. They didn't even care to explain shit in the beginning, which I was fine with.
No, all they had to do was just the synapse right here. Boom, alien craft. Boom, get a ring. Boom, go out of space. Yep. Boom, somebody fucks up. Boom.
That shit moved.
Yeah.
I was going to say, do you think you're comfortable with that, Cody, because you know Green Lantern?
Yeah, because I know Green Lantern, I'm more comfortable with it. But like I said, if I was just like a regular general audience member, I would probably have a problem with that.
Yeah, because I was about to say, I was rewatching this movie, and I was like, you know, if this is a live-action film, and I'm talking about straight from shot, mm-hmm. I can see a lot of people having problems. I think this would get some low.
Now what about, you know, the time that came out? Because how long ago this movie came
out? This is 5 years ago when it came out.
Yeah. Now, were you still confident with Green Lantern 5 years ago than you are as of today?
Green Lantern is one of my favorite heroes.
Okay.
Yeah, I like Green Lantern. He's not one of my favorites, but...
He's actually my favorite DC character besides Batman.
I want to say I'm part of the general audience when, like, the only... I knew about Green Lantern because I've seen him as Justice, you know, Super Friends and stuff. Uh-huh. But then I saw the Black Green Lantern in the Justice League.
Yeah.
So then seeing this Green Lantern from somebody like me, I still was able to keep up with it. You know, I understood what a Green Lantern was.
Oh, because you have history with it, though.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I got the one history where I
saw him still have history with it, though. You're missing the point.
A yellow beam off of a caution sign.
Well, after your Avengers review, I'm not too sure you're general audience with everything. So you know, you're pretty much general audience for every goddamn thing. So
yeah.
After that review, because wasn't that review around the same time as this?
Yeah, it came out a year later.
So yeah.
People, a lot happened in that year, P1.
People, check
you don't
out
know
DJ,
me.
Check out DJ Bootleg's 6 minute fucking review of Avengers 2. You gotta check that out, people. You didn't know a goddamn thing. So you general audience for every goddamn hero, to be honest.
Hey, not for Pokemon and Power Rangers. I know that shit.
Shit that nobody else know. Yeah, we got you. Shit that don't have no history. Yeah, we got you.
Power Rangers got a rich history. You should have known that. You probably would have got that cast if you knew that shit. Come on.
Black son of a bitch, you. I swear to fucking God, I wish you was here so I could choke. People, did I mention I hate CJ? I can't stand his black. I can't stand his black ass gums. I hate his fucking black neck. I just can't stand the look of this Skype photo here. Just makes me want to kick him in the fucking teeth right now. Whatever. I can't stand this nigga.
Oh man, that's some darkness.
I got some darkness for your ass, man. Oh, it's gonna take the next 3 days of cure from this, or whatever. Because I can't stand you, nigga. People, I'm telling you right now, CJ is the reason why you will probably never see me with niggas.
Oh man, I take offense that you put me in those categories.
Oh man, nigga, you can't take no offense to that. Deadbeat daddy, son of a bitch.
God damn it.
Anyway, how you saying though?
Yeah, back to Green Lantern.
Back to the general audience thing or whatever. I see a lot of people would have had problems with this. Had been
especially like they still. It seemed like they easily accepted this alien force on Earth. Remember when he returned back to his Air Force base?
Yeah.
And they saw the Green Lantern carrying, what was it, the little training pod. They saw him carrying that shit. They saw him land. And then Green Lantern disappears, and there's Hal Jordan coming out. Oh, I wonder who that is.
And plus, another thing is, he mastered that ring pretty quickly.
Exactly. The next sequence, he's just flying around, doing his forms.
Right. He took down Kilowog in the next scene.
What?
A seasoned veteran. He took him down or whatever. Now, I personally, for like me and Cody and ZJZ, we wouldn't have a problem with that because we know how Hal Jordan is, the character and all that stuff. But I could bet this would have got a low rating on Rotten Tomatoes or something like that, just by saying they don't explain a damn thing. There's no character story here. There's really no background in the character here, but I guess because we know him, we kind of go along with it.
Right.
So are you saying that the Green Lantern movie with Ryan Reynolds was more accurate? How he said, like, fuck this.
You know, I got to say, one thing, because I did think about that, Caesar. I'm glad you brought that up. I did think about it. I was like, you know, the way they handled him first getting the powers, I think, is better done than this movie. But then again, this is a live-action movie that, like, ain't trying to make money or whatever. I mean, an animated movie that's not trying to make any money. It's just out there for the fans and something like that. So as far as, like, cinematic version go, I think the Ryan Reynolds way of doing it is the right way of saying, hey, is a human that don't know how to master this ring and finally learns out what it was that he lacked to you know, get a hold of it. Yeah, you know, but here they just jump right into it. He's just like Cody said, they just accept every damn thing in the first five minutes, you know.
I mean, maybe and I can feel you guys when you say that they kind of sped it up to a little bit too much. I mean, I guess when you're doing animation, you want the character to come off as perfect as you can,
right?
Since it's a cartoon, so. And when you see a real live movie, I guess, you know, like Ryan Reynolds, he was like, fuck this, and he left. You know, he got his ass whooped by everybody, didn't he?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And then in here, Hal Jordan beats the shit out of everybody.
Right.
As a matter of fact, he's in command.
Not only does he beat the shit out of everybody, but when they were chasing that spaceship, he was the only one that could dodge and catch up with them.
Right.
Even Sinestro was moving at a slow speed. So I was just like, damn, dude, this dude is... Now, granted, in my eyes, I'm going, that dude's a badass, man, or whatever. But at the same time, I'm going like, man, he sure did master this fucking ring pretty fucking quickly.
Right.
I'm like, he knows all the techniques and shit. Matter of fact, he's doing better than all of these green... There was like 20 of them, and he did better than all of them.
Exactly.
He was the Great White Hope.
Pretty much.
You need to make CJ the black one. That nigga be drunk and late all the time and shit, whatever. Fucking up schedules, what quadrant he supposed to be in and shit, you know.
All these child support payments.
Yeah, exactly. Green Lantern 218.
Alien babies on different planets.
Yep.
It's like Green Lantern 218, you supposed to guard sector 1214, not 1286. Is that where I was supposed to be? I didn't get that memo.
Oh shit, they all look the same to me.
It's true.
Shit, shit, man. How could this look the same compared to this human? Shit, they both had arms. Oh, shit. and their beard was the same, I guess. I don't know. Hey, white women look the same, too. There is no white women on that planet. That's like they need those, a Green Lantern ring, so they can fly away from that child support. Nah.
Well, I do, you know, they had to make it a little bit faster, a fast pace, because, you know, it's an animation.
Did they have to make it a fast pace, though? They don't have to.
Yeah,
the movie was only at 78 minutes, man.
Yeah, 78.
An hour and 10 fucking minutes. I watched this like at 1:30 at night last night.
Yeah, I watched that. I watched it this morning. Knocked it out.
It's going to get through it real quick. Because you say that as animation, you know, they got to get through it quickly, but... None. DC doesn't have the track record of doing things quickly like that on their animation. I mean, look at the last, well, not the last Batman, but they split that shit up into two parts.
Right.
They told a story with that. They didn't mind going through all that or whatever, so.
Okay. Now, what about the Wonder Woman? You didn't like that, and you felt, you didn't like that one, did you?
No.
Or did you like, no, yeah.
I didn't.
So it kind of had that same kind of formula, too.
But I didn't like that one.
Yeah,
I didn't like that one. Where you going with this, CJ?
I guess you don't like none of them so far. I mean, the other Batman, he actually had a story. It came from the Frank Miller Batman, the two-parter.
Right.
Yeah.
So they at least had something to pull from. I mean, I know they had a lot of other things to pull from as well.
Pull from all these though,
yeah,
because they're basically just copycats of the books.
What the iconic story though? I mean, you know, they had the Dark Knight is the iconic one for Frank Miller. What's the iconic one for the Green Lantern?
Darkest Night.
The Darkest Night was, It was out around that time.
Oh, that was that run where Green Lantern got more serious as a character, and so they started taking him more serious. The Darkest Night. That's the most well-known Green Lantern comic book, too.
Yeah, and I actually started reading The Dark Knight when they actually
Some people were saying it's better than most Batman books.
It really was. I mean, the way it infected everybody else's story.
Yeah,
so
you really got to learn about the Green Lantern world in that series or whatever. You was like, wow, all these other these worlds are crazy. And then when you hear about this movie being made with the live action one, you just like, man, they got so much they can cover in that Green Lantern. What are they going to do? And then you see it, you're just like, really?
Now that you said something, they probably could have did a lot better, especially now. Make a 5-part Green Lantern Darkest Night. I mean, you see how many spinoffs they can get with those videos and those movies?
That's why I said Green Lantern was the best thing to introduce in Man of Steel. I mean, all that spaceship that was introduced and shit, you would have thought that a Green Lantern Corps, if they had that plan, they were making a Justice League movie, why make a Batman vs. Superman movie? Which I know why, because, you know, that equals money, but it would make more sense at that point or whatever. All that spaceship there, you mean tell me not one Green Lantern saw that shit? Earth has, like, goddamn 4 of them.
True.
I mean, there was a spaceship hovering over the atmosphere. Shit. Where the fuck was one Green Lantern? Hal Jordan taking a coffee break? John Stewart was being late?
Speaking of Earth, what I did prefer in this movie as opposed to the live-action one, they were actually in space.
Yeah. That was actually a comment I said, too, when they had got to that, I guess it was a space shuttle deportation or something like that?
Yeah, it was like some kind of
airport
waiting station for,
airport for aliens and shit like that. I was like, the best
thing they were patrolling these alien planets and shit. That's what I want to see in a fucking Green Lantern adaption.
Because that's what Green Lantern is about.
Yes.
Apparently that fucking movie didn't get that.
No.
Man, and they try to have like, oh, we got a going back and forth thing. We got the first Thor segment here, where it's like, nah, that ain't working, bro.
And people claim like, oh no, it would cost too much money to have all this shit take place in space. I'm like, bullshit. You got fucking Guardians of the Galaxy coming out next month.
I was gonna say, not only that, but you spent $200 million on a costume. Oh fucking.
What's up?
It's the most simplest fucking costume ever. To be honest, I don't mind the costume in the Green Lantern because I remember that movie was going to give a shit whatever the costume. But they could have gave him a simple black and green suit, though. Like, he just
all he had to do was give him that little green outline. He would have been good to go. That's it.
Exactly. They could have gave him a simple fucking black costume like he wore in the cartoons or whatever and shit. Just that shit. And they could have just highlighted the fucking symbol in the middle of him green if they wanted to and shit. But they put all that fucking money and time in them suits and shit trying to figure to get that right. How much was that mask? That mask was like $50 million before they changed it and shit.
Right. I thought it was like, I think the whole suit was like 50, but then when they tweaked the mask, it was another $9 million.
This mask looks so fucking terrible.
Jesus Christ. Just spent that money on the fucking space and shit like that. Which, mind you, Oa looked great.
Right.
I thought Oa looked pretty amazing. Good. I was like, oh man, this is what I want to see. Then, went back to Earth. I'm like,
bad. I was only there for 5 minutes, yeah.
And people, he ain't talking about this scene. He's talking about the whole movie. Five
minutes.
Yeah. Especially when Tomari takes him to the when Sinestro was chanting, they all threw their ring. I was like, oh shit, we about to get into it. Here we go.
Hell yeah.
And then it goes to the Earth scene. You just like, where's that battle that's about to happen?
What's going
on here?
Why is he making Hot Wheels? What?
why does Green Lantern asking these fucking human beings for help? Why is he asking them? He has the most people. They say in the movie, they say it multiple times in Green Lantern story, he has the most powerful object in the universe. And yet he's going back to Earth to ask some random bitch he slept with, what do you think I should do? What do you mean, what do you think you should do?
And I hate to draw away attention from this movie and focus on the live action one, but you can't fucking help it. It's hard.
It really is. And the things that that movie got right as far as a premise go, I think they could have added that into this movie, which would probably made an epic-ass Green Lantern movie. And by implementing some of those aspects, I mean, like, just Hal Jordan actually mastering this ring. Because, it really was training day, but, like, they didn't show him a goddamn thing. I mean.
Right.
Am I right? they never told him what the ring is or does or anything like that. Oh. He just kind of had a concept of what it does. Now I'm just like, damn, how did he learn that already?
He was like, I got it.
He used it as a phone in the next scene when he first got it.
Yeah, he did. Oh, that's true. That's very much true.
I'm like, how do you know he would do that?
Yeah, man, that's pretty advanced shit right there.
But he's not blown away by that neither, though. He's just like, damn, I can talk to another person as a phone on this goddamn ring.
I can make my own fucking connection?
In another galaxy.
Yeah.
You know what, Cody? You brought up a good point. I think from now on, whenever a comic book movie or something like that don't do this, we're going to go like, fucking Guardians of the Galaxy's being made.
Thank you, man. No fucking excuse.
That's a tree that says three words.
You got a tree, a raccoon, and all that shit takes place on space, in space on different planets and shit. So I'm like, come on, man.
I haven't even seen the movie yet, and I can see already that it's not once going to be taken in Earth.
Oh, my God. No fucking excuse.
If anything, you're going to see like a picture of Earth in like an off-camera screen and... Oh, where's the next planet we'll head to? Or something like that. But
you're going to get some visuals of that fucking Peter Quill character playing his 80s references and shit like that. And stuff.
Right,
but other than that, I don't think you're going to get Earth at all in there. And like you said, it's got a fucking tree in there. A chick shaved her head to be in this fucking movie. Shit. That's all I got to say. Michio Del Toro looking like a faggot. Come on. Come on, man.
Now, you're... Now, you're right, though. If you can combine First Flight and the Green Lantern movie together, take all the bad parts out, like the shit monster that attacked the Green Lantern, and then in the Elephant Man.
That story so much in that movie. I was just like, that doesn't even make any sense, what they did.
I didn't even get it, too, with the man with the fat head. You know, he had the fat head.
Parallax story is he doesn't attack a guardian. He attacks Hal Jordan himself, where he absorbs Hal Jordan or whatever. It makes that story so much better. And when I watched that, I was just like, wow, okay. When you first see Parallax, you're like, oh, okay, they already changed his story up, so that's fine. Maybe the movie get better. And you're just like, wow, they made this character boring.
Oh, God, did they.
Yeah, as soon as you saw him floating shit, then you knew the movie was downhill from there.
He looked like, though, you guys remember those firecrackers as a kid, the snakes? You light them up and they just roll over and shit?
Yeah.
That's
what he looked like.
Damn, dude, you know what? You're absolutely right.
He looked like the scene from The Nutty Professor when he was in that surgery room and he got really fat and all his fat started coming through the window.
He looked like the goop out of a Titan from Attack on Titan and shit after Aaron already attaches himself from where... And all that shit comes off where he looks like that shit. It just splatters when you look at it.
You look like my last aborted child because I was able to actually save it.
Which one?
All of them. That's why I don't have any kids.
Oh my God! But no, that's a good point. You take all the bad parts of that Green Lantern, you add this Green, because this Green Lantern, one thing it does, it gets into some action, and the action is fucking good. The action is great in this movie.
Yeah, I love the whole buddy cop thing they had going on with him and Sinestro. Towards the beginning.
They should have had in the fucking movie. Man, I hate to keep going back to the
movie. Perfect, man. They had it, man. You could just make Sinestro the main villain of the fucking movie. They had it. Right there.
Do Warner Brothers and Warner Brothers Animation work in the same office? I mean, shit.
No.
God.
They really don't.
You know those movie guys are like, hey, should we talk to the comic book? Nah, fuck those nerds.
You
guys should
go down to the ninth floor and ask Bruce, hey, what's going on down here or whatever? Nah, we got our own thing going on, whatever, shit. Even though we're on the floor.
This was still when Bruce Timm was still part of things, so ain't the case nowadays.
Yeah, and I would hate to see them do a Static Shock movie now, because now Bruce Timm is gone, and the original black, what's the black guy name who made Static Shock?
God damn, I'm blanking on his name. It wasn't the Thunder or some shit like that or whatever.
I mean, what happened when we had people that actually cared?
Right.
DC need a Stan Lee. You know, at least somebody, so we can at least see, this is bullshit, but, hey, they got that guy. He's looking over it. He cares.
Stan Lee talking about putting me in a Batman vs. Superman movie.
Yeah, that's
fucked. You know what he said, if you put me in the movie, it's going to make some money. I said that.
I would love to see Stan Lee in a Batman Superman movie.
Man, I found that funny that he thinks that, I wonder if he really thinks he's the reason why most of these movies be making money, though, because he straight up said, they put me in the movie, they gonna make some money. I'm just like, what? Nigga, come on.
Like, look, now, you know, somebody's like, you tell this motherfucker, you know.
I mean, Stan, I love you, man. You a comic icon, man. You just, but goddamn, man, your brain can't be that far gone now. What you thinking?
Don't forget to watch Stripperella on FX.
Yeah, Excelsior. Hell, true believers. I believe if I was in the Batman vs. Superman movie, you all would come out to see it. Excelsior. No, Stan.
You know, listen, just pay grandma.
But no, you know,
I thought they could run away with all his money and they just put him in a movie. Like, yeah, that's the paycheck. There you go.
One thing I will say the movie did do, though, that where we're getting shit on Hal Jordan here, is I thought it gave more background to Sinestro.
Oh, yeah.
You get really to know good. This character in and out or whatever. I mean, you don't necessarily get to see it as much because he's never really interacting with the Guardians, and that's where mainly his hate is coming from. But you can tell, like, yeah, something's troubling this son of a bitch, and he's just too calm, yeah. Cool, collective about it.
I remember he was pulling up punches for hunting down, what's his name, Kurch, something like that?
Kutch?
Kutch, yeah.
Yeah. Coochie?
Yeah, Coochie, yeah, Coochie.
Yeah.
Ashton Kutcher? Ashton Kutcher? Kutch.
Because Hal Conley, he put him down there. Sinestro duty. He fucked him up. He fucking killed him, didn't he?
Yeah, he fucking killed his ass. He lobotomized his ass. He gave him a Superman the Doomsday lobotomized. he fucking fried his ass. Whatever. I like Guardians. That's not the Guardian way. And he was just like, he was pretty tough. But, you know, hey, he eventually cracked. I was like, damn, dude. How creepy was he when he brought that dude back to life?
Yeah, I was going into that day. I was like,
oh my god, that was kind of
yeah, that is up. Fucked up.
You know, Sinestro just did not give a fuck.
Hell no. It was like, am I dead?
You think Sinestro would lie about it? Because he's like, well, maybe I can't get the information out of him or whatever. But he's just like, yeah, you're dead. I killed you, remember? I'm just like, fuck.
Tell my wife that I love her. Oh.
Had this big-ass hole through his sternum.
And they show you the shit still.
Yeah.
It's all frozen. God damn.
He was like Pinocchio. I got no strength to hold me down.
You know, that was my problem with the live-action film is, like, they ended that film with Sinestro becoming, Yellow Lantern. He's just like, I saw no perfect movie. Why?
Yeah. He did that. What was the fuck was the point of that?
I mean, I know, we all know why. Yeah, like, especially whatever.
Context of the movie. Yeah, context of the movie itself. It's like, what?
That didn't make any damn sense. And then, if you knew that was going to happen where you were setting this up, why didn't y'all make the movie more about him and the Green Lantern?
Exactly.
They didn't have to show Sinestro in the first live-action film. They could have just showed this build-up to just like, okay, we know where this is going. He could have been the mastermind behind another villain's plotting and shit like that, to say the least.
Right.
And then Hal Jordan figures him out, and then that's when Sinestro say, fuck it, I'm done with it. Puts the ring on, end of the movie right there. He'd be like, oh, shit, I got to see Green Lantern 2 now.
You know, at least, two ways to do a villain. You either make a villain sympathetic where, like, he's trying to do good, but nobody listening to him, so you got to take matter to his old hands.
Or sympathetic to the point where he's in tragedy a lot. You understand where you're coming from?
Right. But, like, in that movie, they were like, he's evil now. Hey.
Right.
What's up?
I mean, and the thing is, man, they had so much right going into that movie to Mark Strong as Sinestro. I was like,
perfect.
Oh my god. and from the trailer it looked gorgeous. I was like, oh, the space scenes here, Tomar Ri and all, Kilowog and the voice acting they got from it. So I was just like, oh man, I'm liking all this. Even when Hal Jordan put his hand up when they were all in the thing, and you saw those other aliens in the background shit, I'm just like, damn dude, the detail, they spared no expense in this scene.
Right.
And just like I said, that scene.
Hey, that was a badass scene. I'll give it that.
I like that scene. That scene lasted for a second. We watched that scene 3 times.
Yeah, I was waiting so long for them to do the oath in the air. I was like, when's it coming? When's it coming? When's it coming? And they finally did it. I was like, yes!
Mm-hmm. And it was Super Saiyan Hal Jordan.
Are you talking about an animated one?
Yeah, the animated one.
Oh, yeah. I forgot the name of that character, to be honest. They actually do that in the book or whatever and shit.
Emerald? Or
man, that fight at the end, that's how you do an ending fight scene between two.
Yes, sir.
Even when you thought it was over after Howden killed the Yellow Lantern or whatever, and then just him and Sinestro throwing punches back and forth, I was just like, And I love the look on all the Guardians and them faces. All you can see is the green and yellow sparks in the air and shit. And you just see the looks on their face like, oh, shit. Shit got real up there.
Hell yeah, that dude pulled fucking two moons together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he put Dragon Ball Z in there and everything. And they were just crashing.
Al Jordan's a selfish bastard. Didn't give a fuck who was on the moons. That's the thing. I'm telling you, dude. We said this last time. I'm telling you about these DC characters. They don't give a fuck, okay? Safety and people and worrying about things, nah. Whatever meets my end goals or whatever. I'd love to hear the aftermath of that. By the way, Hal Jordan, we have to take your ring because there was life on those moons. You.
You would have said there's life on this planet.
There was, matter of fact, there was life, a lot of life on both of those moons. Matter of fact, we just tribute peace with those moons. Actually.
Well, fuck it. It took too long. Bam.
Better them than me.
Yeah, that last ending where they were having the scene where all the rings started falling down from the Guardians and shit like that, and they were like,
yeah, I was like,
Sinestro just shows up, amazing.
Yeah, that was great, man. That had real gravitas right there.
That was like the last 30 minutes, maybe like 20, 30 minutes, maybe
just about.
Yeah, you go to watch that scene, man. That sums up what a Green Lantern ending of the movie is supposed to be like. Cause I was just like, this is so bad. All that struggling to get his ring, and then when he finally gets it, they lose power and shit. And then the dude, like you said, the go emerald and shit. And then the fight scene after that. Oh man, I was loving it.
Hell yeah.
I was like on the level of that was on the level of some Avengers shit for me.
Yeah.
I can see that.
I was excited as hell. I was like, yeah, here we go. Oh, here we go. The master's about to become the student. The student's about to become the master here. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I wish they would have showed more of that, though, to be honest. They could have did that in, well, I don't know if they even do montages in animated.
Do you think what it makes, we don't do montage anymore. I think what they did a little flash, like 4 months have passed. Like, you think you would have been happy if you saw something like that, like 2 months or 1 year?
Yeah, I've even been happy with that. I mean, sometimes little tidbits like that actually work. I mean, like a lot of people complain about the destruction of Man of Steel, where they're just like, well, they did that in the Avengers with the little TV screen saying, who are these people? Where are they? We're holding them responsible, you know, shit like that. I mean, and that actually did a lot for that movie at the end as far as acknowledging that this happened.
Exactly.
We need to
acknowledging time. I mean, one, to give the audience a breather. Two, it lets you know that, okay, you know, there's something else. Things was happening in the time period. When you see a character too fucking perfect, that's what brings the movie down.
Yeah,
that's my problem with a lot of DC characters, actually.
Yeah. The only one who should be perfect, I guess, in the fanboys, I like Batman. He should be perfect all the time.
That's because he ain't had no powers. He needs to be perfect because he needs to be perfect. He needs to be careful every way. What was you about to say, Cody?
No, I was saying, you got to make him believable, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
if Batman not perfect, he's going to get murdered by some junkie.
Exactly.
You're like, what, you can beat Darkseid, but you got killed by a junkie?
Yeah, you got killed by Tyrone on the corner? Damn.
Yeah, shit, you got killed by Dave Chappelle wearing white face. Damn, come on now. No, but I would agree with that too, because actually it made more believable of the fact that he can go toe to toe with Sinestro as well. Someone even in this movie, the Lantern Corps set up saying he was one of our most trusted and knew everything about the Lantern Corps and everything. I mean, this dude has so much knowledge of the Corps, and that's not to say like does have the potential of the Outrun. That's just saying that Sinestro has more experience.
Mm.
He has more knowledge, experience. He can handle it better. He's been doing this. How Jordan this goes back with the fuck.
Hold on, you can cut now. Hold on. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, it's gotta be in the pitch again.
Yeah, go ahead if you want.
Oh, okay, I was saying this goes back to their little trending goes back to kind of like that remake of The Karate Kid where Jaden Smith just beats the shit out of all the kids that's been training. They hold your life and shit.
Well, at least he didn't pull out some bullshit as Snake jutsu.
No, he took two moons and pulled them together. In fact, I did not think he could do that, to be honest. He did a lot of unbelievable shit in here or whatever. Matter of fact, once again, they never once tell him what these rings can do.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I just blind luck how he hatched that Super Saiyan power, if you will, by just beating on that lantern. So, yeah, I was kind of like, eh, okay.
Yeah, that is luck. I'm surprised he didn't break his hand either.
Good point.
Hey, do you wanted that Hal Jordan, or you wanted the broken hand one from what was that fucking atrocity we saw?
Oh, he had a broken hand in Justice League, the black one.
No, the first one we reviewed.
Oh, you're talking about Justice League War? Oh, oh yeah, oh, broken hand. Oh. And that green man, yeah. Was sick. All right. And the thing is, no reason to be a dick neither, though, because whatever he was doing wasn't doing shit. Got his ass handled by Superman, talk shit to Darkseid, got his ass handled to that. Yeah, just getting his ass handled to him left and right, you're just like, dude, can you just shut the fuck up? I mean, when Batman does it, it's fine, because Batman's taking care of business.
Right.
Spider-Man does it, he's taking care of business, but when you do it, man, you ain't doing shit. You're making yourself look like a rookie and non-care. All right, you're making yourself look like a joke now at this point. I see why people didn't go see that movie now.
The reason why P1 can talk shit, because he can back up his shit. If you got to talk shit, back it up.
Thank you.
You don't see me talking shit to anybody. Not at all. I already know.
Is that why your line was in Australia? Hey, I'm American.
I let my country speak for itself.
Yeah. No, but you know what? Another thing is the animation. I thought it looked great.
Yeah, animation looked good. I thought the voice acting was pretty good, too, on all fronts.
I say what you guys think of Christopher Maloney that played Hal Jordan Green Lantern.
Shit, I did not know that was him. It didn't even sound like him.
No, it didn't, actually.
Yeah, I didn't hate him like Justin Lee War, so.
Yeah, how about Victor Garber playing Sinestro?
Yeah, I liked him a lot, actually.
Yeah, he was fucking amazing, dude. His posture and just, he was such a cool-ass villain. Whatever. I mean, if they ever did a James Bond in space, I could have seen Sinestro as it.
You know what? You compare him and Mark Strong. I think they both did a great job, you know, if you go both toe-to-toe.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
I even like all the other characters they threw in there as well. That whole thing with Boudica, man, that shit at the where she turned on...
I did not
see it
come. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, that shit got real. Even Kilowog was like, oh, he wanted to say bitch. I like when he blasts her ass and he got back up. He was like, he started mumbling. He's like, hey, you blast me.
Your space cut.
He sounded like your drunk uncle at a party or something like that. You know, your granddad that sits on the porch and shit. You know, he just, hey, y'all show this bitch or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Then she blasts his ass again. He's like, damn, get your ass up, man. Oh, dude, when she got killed and when she showed up again and Hal Jordan the smoke cleared and he saw her looking at her, I was just like, oh, shit.
Yeah, she did a Breaking Bad.
That shit, I ain't gonna lie, I got scared. That time. I was like, oh, shit. This bitch is alive.
So, yeah, they were all like, I mean, this movie definitely likable, more likable than that Green Lantern, but it has its flaws.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it has its flaws as far as comic book people like us were saying we want it more because we know we ain't getting no more Green Lantern shit after this. And it goes flaws for the general audience saying that this movie, and if you're looking to find out who Green Lantern is, this movie ain't the best adaptation to look at to see why.
Yeah, go see Green Lantern with Ryan Reynolds. That will fill all your needs.
You know, to be fair, in that movie, they do tell you what the ring is. They do go into some explanation on what the ring is and does and shit. Yeah. That little training montage on Oa, I mean, I think they did go over quite a lot of it. And then it's just after that scene when they left off.
Yeah.
You know what?
I will say this, which is why the movie got a stream with me. The movie and the Oa parts are amazing and what you want to see. It's the human interaction. It's just like, this shit is boring.
It drops like tenfold.
That's about like 15 minutes. So I guess, and if you watch all the old Justice League with the black Green Lantern with John Stewart And if you only watch all the Green Lantern parts he did, that's equal about the same amount of time. So
I like how people are always talking about, oh, when DC going to make that Black Green Lantern movie or whatever. It's like, you know, as much as jokes I take DC for, this goes back to that Thor being a woman thing. People probably never read a first early version of Green Lantern, but
right.
That Black Green Lantern was a coon. Let me tell you this right now. Yo, man, why you only helping out people in the suburbs and stuff like that, man? You ain't never come to the projects to help us out, bro. You know, I just like.
Do you know who was responsible for the Justice League one?
It was the same. The cartoon.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the cartoon.
What do you mean responsible? Like, writing wise, or
yeah, writing wise. The reason why they were such a different in the character. It was because of the same guy, and I still don't have his blanking on his name, but the same guy who made Static Shock. You know, he saw that, he was like, "Oh fuck this! I am not gonna make it to San Andreas, Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, all over again with a Green Lantern."
I'll tell you, people, when you want to see John Stewart in that first issue of Green Lantern, man, you need to see the color of the book and everything, how they got it. I mean, he's got like some goddamn Afro worker and whatever with one of them goddamn Fat Albert hats on and shit. I mean. He's damn near straight out of the goddamn stereotype of back in the day. I mean, shit. So all you people that saying you want that Black Green Lantern, think about that for a second first. Because if they didn't get that white one right, can you imagine what they're going to do with that black one?
Oh, my God. They're going to make a Marlon Wayans.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What are you saying? You saying I can make a whole lot of anything and fuck it? Oh, okay. Let me do that.
You know, if a certain guy, because a lot of people kept saying, oh, Idris Elba, I'm just like, hell no, whatever. The guy I was going for to be Black Green Lantern, and this was before I found out who he's going to be playing later in these Marvel movies, that's Anthony Mackie.
Yeah.
Right.
I would have preferred him to be the Green Lantern if they would have went the black way, but don't look like that'll be happening anytime soon, especially after he pissed DC. you know, another thing I like, too, is the cantina scene. I call it a cantina. The scene where they go to the thug bar and shit.
Right.
Yeah.
That was pretty badass when Sinestro was torturing them and shit. And the thing is, too, of how being only an hour of being a Green Lantern, at least at the time, he's questioning Sinestro in this.
That's what I thought, too, at one point. I'm like, well, how would never a cop or anything? And not like he was a cop. Because the way they were trying to have it played out, like he used to the kind of stuff. I'm like, now how just a fucking pilot. So what did he know about interrogations and all this?
The right. thing I was going to say is, you know, being a human being, I would have just been amazed that I'm looking at a fucking alien right now. I don't think
the alien getting high?
Exactly. And I thought the last thing on my mind is, I don't know what he's doing to her with that ball thing right there. I mean, it's like, apparently, because she was talking to him like as if they used to fuck or something like this. My thing would have been like, are they having sex? What's going on here? Like, I'd have been the most confused Green Lantern ever because I'd have been asking so many questions in that scene. I'd just been like, hey, what are you doing to her right now?
Sinestro could have told him anything. He's like, oh, this is how we greet each other in this region. Oh, okay.
Because I don't think that thing was so torturing her, to be honest. It looked like at first she was getting high off that thing.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So to me, in my eyes, I just been like, man, you picked the wrong time to get our hostage high right now, so that's what you think, whatever. Kind of need her sober, to be fair. Kutch just comes out of nowhere. Hey, I heard somebody messing. Oh, shit. It's like you couldn't see them from a distance. I don't know. Two grown-ass green men? I mean, come on, man.
Well, he could have been like, what's that green light over there? Is that a Quaklok from the planet 842? Mm-hmm. Oh, shit, that Green Lantern.
I hate to bring up another, for me, it'll be a nitpick, is Sinestro's siding on the bad guy side out of nowhere.
Yeah, I could have gone with some more explaining, too.
Yeah, that kind of came out of nowhere, too, especially for a general audience who, once again, if they don't know who Sinestro is, I mean, they really did that for a fan. You really have to know who Sinestro is to be like, well, he's going to turn eventually, so this is how they do it.
Right.
That kind of came out of nowhere, especially when that guy was just like, Sinestro, remember, we talked about this. I'm just like, man.
See, Because, you know what, and the only thing I can say, they did try to say that he was more upset at the elders, the guardians, but, you know, you didn't really know why. You know, it was just like, yeah, they're your boss, I guess. It's like, it was like an angry kid being mad at his parents.
It seemed like he never talked to the guardians, though, in this movie. He had so much complaints about them, but every time he was with them, he was just so mild-mannered and just listened to them. Just like, he never once interjects himself or anything. Like, if he had a problem with let's just say this before he turned bad guy. If he had a problem with the way they were talking to Hal Jordan because he actually liked humans, why didn't he step up instead of just being like kind of just agreeing with them on their side? I mean, the way he handled himself in that scene, it was just like, well, he's kind of agreeing with them, but he's kind of disagreeing with them. But if he had such a problem with them, why he didn't stand up in a more angry way?
Yeah, they should have shown him more trying to, have good ideas or something, or mm-hmm. or his ideas are too extreme, and then they would have had at least some type of conflict that you felt. I just felt like, he's just some angry guy. I'm like, all right, well, I guess he's
actually, you know what, CJ? That actually make a great fucking movie, too. If you see Sinestro giving out plot ideas, because he does say a line here where it's like, they're old fools. They've never been on the battlefield. They don't know no better. If he would have gave a plot line or a story or a play or anything like that of, this is what we should do, and a lot of Green Lanterns would have died because the Guardians picked another way to do it, you definitely could feel more motivation for that character saying, like, I see why he did it now.
Exactly, because the Guardians, they're not perfect, man. They fucked up a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. Manhunters is one of them.
Yeah, so he could have easily showed a video of that and said, look what they did. Look what these motherfuckers did.
I mean, that animation, that one that came out with Young Justice, that one showed a lot of the Guardians fucking up, actually. I had a lot of Guardian fuck-ups in that show.
All right, well, I think it's time for final thoughts.
So Cody, final thoughts, man.
Sir, I thought this was a solid flick. Like I said, from a general storytelling standpoint, and just looking at it as just like a straight critic, if you will, the way the script is, it has its problems. I thought there was stuff they could have touched up on because they do go a bit too fast with things, but. As it stands, I think it is an overall good flick, so I'm going to go with a low see it.
I'm actually in the same area with you. I think, personally, if you got some time to kill, you got some friends over, and you want to show somebody some Green Lanterns doing some badass things, I say you pop this in. It's only an hour and 10 minutes or whatever, so it'll go by so quickly. I mean, you'll get some badass scenes in there. I do have, like Cody said, some problems with it. More of a critical problem. Like, personally, I don't have problems with it personally because I know the story, so even in you could take away 10 years of my story of Green Lantern, and I would still know 10 more. So either way, I'm going to know it or not know it. So for me, it just flows naturally as a fanboy film. I wish they would have did more because it don't ever look like we're going to get another Green Lantern. I thought it was coming back with the cartoon show, but that got canceled. And then, this whole movie idea they want to do, they don't even know what they're doing. Oh, we're going to team up with The Flash because we've seen them do that in the comics. Never mind, it don't make sense in the movie a lot here or whatever, but we're just going to do that now or whatever. So it seems like Green Lantern is not going to be in good hands. I love the books. I still love them today, man. Dark as Night, that is all-time favorite. I have that in a box, in one of these Green Lantern boxes there, just how I never take that damn thing out. If somebody wants to read it, I say, I got the digital version, nigga. You read that. So, I give it a low see.
After watching this movie and then thinking back of all the other Green Lanterns that I was introduced to, especially that god awful Justice League War, thank god they didn't put his character. They would have did that. If this movie would have came out now, we would have got that shitty ass Green Lantern from Justice League War.
Oh, definitely.
And imagine what we're gonna get in that sequel, War on Atlantis.
Oh my god! I just hope they murder him. Murder Green Lantern. But just enjoying this movie, especially I was a person who always watched the Justice League show, and then you never really knew about the original Green Lantern. It was okay, it had great fight scenes. It kept a nice little pace. It got me interested, wanted to go read the comic and learn more about it because it did go by a little bit too fast. But then later on when the movie comes out. And the movie kind of got a lot wrong with him, and then got a lot right, as you got pointed out today. So, just overall, this movie was definitely a nice little wet-in-your-whistle Green Lantern, if you need, to get you...
The fuck does that mean?
CJ, do you have a rating?
Oh, hold on, what did you just say? A wet-in-your-whistle?
Why you give a rating? What does that mean, nigga?
What, the wet your whistle?
Man, you gotta stop listening to hip hop music, bro.
Hip hop music. Anyway.
Wet your whistle. If I can, what the fuck?
Anyway, if I can give it a rating, I will give it a darkest night scening of a brightest day rented.
You fucker, Susan. So, motherfucker.
What is your rating, nigga? Then gave 3 fucking ratings.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I guess it's definitely stream it.
What?
Stream it in the Green River of Power.
Okay.
You just praise though.
You just praise the fuck out of it. You give it a stream it. Come on, man.
There you go.
CJ, is that your real rating? Or are you confused?
Yeah, that's my real rating.
Oh, okay. Wow. All right. No, I imagine your rating. I'm just saying, after that little analog you just gave, you gave it some fucking high praise. You gave it high praise.
Yeah. It sounded much better than the streamer to me, but all right, man. You know,
and at the beginning of the review, you sound like you was about to go off praising like hell until I brought up those complaints or whatever and shit. Or you were talking about how animation, maybe they don't have to do this. I'm like, so I was expecting you to give it a seat. That, but all right, that streamer.
Yeah, stream is fine, really.
Damn, this nigga's confusing, Cody. Damn, this nigga hurts my brain harder than that first live-action Green Lantern movie. You know why that it does? Because I fell asleep in that movie, so I actually got relaxed.
Jesus Christ.
People, that's been another edition of Darkness at the Movies.
Darkness!
CJ, it's your turn, right?
Oh,
it's Cody's turn, actually.
Is it Cody? Yes, it's Cody.
Oh, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to pick. Oh. But, I'll ponder that, and I'll get back to you, sons of bitches.
Oh, you usually announce that here so CJ can fucking have it on air.
we'll announce it on the next Darkness. How about that?
Okay, good. We got to have shit on air now for CJ's liking.
What is a legal thing?
Yeah, it's a legal thing.
That's a legal thing. If Cody didn't remind you, actually, when we did the last Darkness, you would have forgot.
That is not true, but yes, Darkness, everybody. I'm Chicago John.
The phenomenal one.
I'm Cody.
And we will catch people at the next Darkness at the Movies. I hate CJ.
You are now one of the protectors of the universe.